This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No motive is known yet regarding the Kenosha County shooting yesterday. A 38-year-old woman was shot and killed in a Twin Lakes apartment at around 9 a.m. Police arrested a 35-year-old man at the Tan Oak Apartments on Wilmot Avenue. The trial of Harry Waite is underway in Racine County. It's now a couple of years after he used the names of Speaker Robin Voss and Mayor Corey Mason to request 2022 absentee ballots. Prosecutors call it election fraud, but Waite claims he was just trying to expose system flaws. He's facing two felonies and two misdemeanors. Both Voss and Mason testified yesterday that it stole their voting rights. The trial should end today. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill banning candy and soda purchases with food share benefits. The measure adds $72 million in state funds to the program. It's meant to offset federal cost increases. Racine County gets over $130,000 from Governor Tony Evers' $15 million crime prevention package. The money will go to support local domestic violence prevention and victim services. And Kenosha County's Brightondale Links and Petrifying Springs golf courses open today. There were records set at those county-owned courses last year. In Racine County, the Ives Groves Golf Course in Sturtevant is open for walking rounds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Pacific Media News, I'm Stace Keen. Wisconsin families who use food share will soon have new rules on what they can buy. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that blocks the program from covering candy and soda. That deal also adds $72 million in state money and more staff at the Department of Health Services. Evers says the extra funding will help protect families and taxpayers from bigger costs that are tied to recent federal changes. One of the people charged in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu in Marathon County is asking a judge for changes before his trial. Jesse Vang filed 3 motions in court yesterday, asking to move the trial and to keep some of the evidence out. Elijah disappeared from Two Rivers in early 2024 and was found dead months later. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, both face felony charges, including child abuse and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond, and a hearing is set for May. As the weather starts to warm up, a Wisconsin medical facility is trying to track ticks again. The Marshall Field Clinic Research Institute is kicking off its annual tick inventory via Citizen Science Project. Now, this is the 3rd year of the project through which people can send any ticks they come across to researchers. It's meant to help track the spread of the insects and determine risk factors for tick-borne illnesses. Officials say nearly 6,000 ticks were collected in each of the first 2 years of the project. Brewers fans headed to American Family Field for opening day can expect 2 things: traffic and new food. The DOT is working with the team to alert drivers about road work near the stadium. Once inside, fans will find new vendors offering items like barbecue, nachos on a stick, mac and cheese, waffles, deep fried Kringle, and cream puffs. The Brewers say it's all part of giving fans more reasons to come early and stay late. The season starts Thursday against the White Sox. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 win over the Reds last night in an exhibition game. Home runs by Bryce Terang and William Contreras. Manager Pat Murphy on the value of these 2 warm-up games at AmFam Field before opening day Thursday.
Anytime you get to go play baseball against an opponent, you get that opportunity to get that rhythm going, you know, and get your eyes set.
The Badgers women's hockey team back in Madison after winning the national championship again. Head coach Mark Johnson.
It's been a challenging year for a lot of different reasons, but they stuck together. I don't think a lot of us and a lot of you thought Claire Unright was going to get our game-winning goal, but that shows what type of team and how well they connected.
NBA, the Bucks got blown out again last night in L.A., losing to the Clippers 129-96.
This team hasn't had a losing season in 10 years. You haven't had one in almost 20.
Is that right? I didn't even know that. Jeez. Well, we're going to have one this year.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 36. It's going to be warmer tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, 56 on Thursday. Scattered rain with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.